Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
There's no point at which I'm done. I mean, yeah, I can reach a great goal, but the minute that I think that I'm done, I'm done. You know, there's always something else to learn.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention Trevor McGregor. Trevor is a real estate results coach. I've been paying him and working with him for years now. He actually is responsible for giving me the idea to do a podcast. So it's not only about transactions that he gives advice on, how to find more deals, how to make more money, but also how to build a holistic plan around your real estate entrepreneurship endeavors. That's what I love about working with Trevor, that and being held accountable for what I say I'm gonna do and actually making sure that I follow through and do it. I feel like I'm a pretty results-oriented, accountable kind of person, but it's always nice to have someone who's there guiding you along the way and giving you strategy as well as psychology tips for how to deal with, you know, the things that come up as a real estate entrepreneur. Trevor has made a wonderful offer for the best ever listeners, and that is that he's offering a free coaching session. Go to coachwithtrevor.com. That's coachwithtrevor.com. Highly recommend him. I've worked with him before. I'm currently working with him right now as my business, as my real estate investing coach. Highly recommend you do the same. Take him up on his offer. Get a free coaching session. coachwithtrevor.com. Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Farrellis, and I hope you're having a best ever weekend. And today, because it is Sunday, we're going to do a special segment called Skill Set Sunday, where we help you with a specific skill that you'll need in order to become an even more successful real estate investing professional, entrepreneur, and business person. We're going to talk today about how to go from an employee mindset to an entrepreneurial mindset. And with us today to walk us through that skill set is someone who has been an entrepreneur for 2 years now, and he is in the top 1% of his industry in network marketing. He started with zero previous experience as a business owner. And now he, as I mentioned, he's in top 1% of his industry. He created $60,000 in residual income this past year, and he's 2 months away from becoming job optional. Based in Phoenix, Arizona, please welcome to the show, Ivan Leger. How you doing, Ivan?
Doing great, Joe. Appreciate here being with you, and and being on your show here this morning.
Glad to have you on and looking forward to diving in. So before we get into the skill set of going from an employee to an entrepreneurial mindset, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
I've been an employee, I guess you could say a blue collar employee, for the past 18 years. It's a major telecom company, and thought that was where I would be forever. And, a lot of things happen. As you know, a lot of things around us change, and I started looking for options, you know. Went back to school and did that, did great in school. But it turns out there's only so much of me to go around, and only so many hours in a day. And without learning anything new, I was getting 18 years of experience, so to speak. It was actually 1 year of experience 18 times over. I wasn't learning anything new, and it was just kind of topped out. So I'd been looking for options, and I'd known other people who had done some big things. And I said I had to venture. I had to venture and do something different. And we've changed everything since then. It's pretty funny to look back at the whole story and how fast this all happened.
You said a lot of things happened. Did you get fired? What exactly happened?
In 2008, we were in a kind of a bad spot with funny enough, the housing market, where my wife and I were naive, and we bought our first new home right at the end of 2006. But in 2008, we were basically upside down with a second mortgage balloon loan, and just kind of in a bad spot, and it was terminal. And then I hurt my back at work, so I was worried about being able to do my job. I'd been transferred to another position, worried about being able to keep my job. And I went back to school full time online on campus, and really, put an effort into trying to, have some fallbacks. What ultimately happened is I graduated with a degree that so many other people had graduated with, that, the current job that I had was paying more, and it was a good experience, but not really getting anywhere different.
And what industry was that the job in where you hurt your back? What were you doing?
Oh, I was doing basically telecom data services for large business and government entities. For a major telecom company.
Okay. Once you went to school, you graduated with honors. What was your degree in?
Management.
Degree in management. And then how did you get from that point to starting your own business and becoming an entrepreneur?
What I learned in that process was that I had this big reason that had fallen on my lap that prompted me to action. You know, I had a why, if you will. And I knew that the status quo, what I'd been doing, was not going to work, and I had to do something different. But by going to school, I look back at that. It was basically a 14-month run to finish my degree. And I don't know how I did it. I really look back at the scheduling, the time and everything, my commitments. And I don't know how I did it, but somehow managed to. And what I learned in that process was I can do anything I put my mind to. You know, I went to got a bunch of other certifications. I was just in this beast mode of learning and wanting to be able to create some fallback and protection for my livelihood. But what I learned through that process was that I can do anything. Why, instead of using it to get by or to protect what I have, what if I can actually get ahead?
Love it. All right. And so now let's get into it. I think it's a perfect segue. How do you go from that employee mentality to becoming an entrepreneur and having that mentality?
There's a lot to try and compress here, but if I had to, you know, as I look back on this process, I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. It's just applying true principles, but having them made relevant to you is really the biggest difference, that's the biggest difference it made for me. Basically, I needed to go from this dependent mindset where everything that my employer does determines so much of what happens to me. And if they only would do this, then I could do this, or I would do this if they would do this. This kind of just like so many things, life happening to me. To go to this mindset where I can become a little bit more independent thinking. And what I had to do there, well, one, find a mentor, someone who'd kind of been through the minefield, if you will, and had all their limbs intact, and then start getting educated, you know, and basically financial education, personal development, professional development, you know, leadership, whatnot. And, you know, things like understanding leverage, you know, the cash flow quadrant, macroeconomics and money, the power of compounding, long-term vision, delayed gratification, and the idea of investing in myself. Those are all things that, as an employee, didn't seem relevant because all I could do is work more hours in a day to be able to make more money. But when I had a mentor who had fruit on the tree, who was willing to show me what he did and find a way to make it relevant to me, all of a sudden the wheels started turning.
How did you find the mentor?
Well, that's when I got into to networking. Basically, I'd I'd known I'd wanted to be, to have some kind of business. I'd known I was looking for something, but what would it be? I mean, I was not a salesperson. I didn't like the idea of selling anything, honestly, but I respected business owners. And I read a book, thinking back on it now, I'm not sure the exact title, but basically said that if, you know, that you can do really well and, you know, prosper in a home-based business if you're relentless. And my mom, funny enough, always told me that I was relentless. So I'm like, okay, I can do relentless. So I was introduced to some information. Honestly, it was an education that that lit me up. And that's when I met my mentor, Rob Robson. First started studying these concepts just for interest, my own interest. But I was like, gosh, people need to know this. And then I had a passion for it. So I decided to join them. And I was joining Life Leadership.
And so what do you sell right now?
Well, what we specialize in is financial education, financial development, professional development, and personal development. It's the self-directed education to help people get what it is that they want, rather than it being an education that you graduate from with a job and a student loan. You can graduate to freedom if you have the right thinking.
How is that curriculum developed? Where I go for that sort of stuff is Tony Robbins or someone like that. Who's developing on your side?
Well, we've got actually on that in the top list of by according to Inc. magazine, it was top 50 management and leadership experts in the world. You know, John C. Maxwell being at the top of that, and Tony Robbins being in there as well. Two of our founders are actually in that same list. That would be Orrin Woodward and Chris Brady, number 20 and number 39 respectively. So we've got some great leaders, and we incorporate the material from all the best. It's honestly, it's not. It's just kind of a clearinghouse for the best development information out there. And honestly, I sincerely didn't come on here to try and promote and to teach my business, but it's all kind of relevant and kind of mixed in there.
So let's talk about that mentality. You know, you said it's applying proven principles and making them relevant to you. You said first find the mentor, then get educated. Is there anything else we need to know as far as going from an employee to an entrepreneurial mindset?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is where the education begins. There's no end to it. There's no point in which I'm done. I mean, yeah, I can reach a great goal, but the minute that I think that I'm done. You know, there's always something else to learn. And I don't think that ever ends. But one of the most important things for me was this concept of defining, learning, and then doing. You know, you've got to define what you want. What does success look like for me? Not what is the life that I ended up with that happened? What did I really want? What do I want? And when my mentor asked me that question, and I'm like, I don't know. I guess, to be happy and to not be so, you know, so tight for time and money. And he's like, absolutely, you know, but that's kind of what a lot of broke people say. That's what he told me. He's talked to me about this idea of defining what I wanted, the dream, the vision, and that kind of thing just wasn't relevant because all I knew, the only thing I can do to make more money was to work more hours. So I was stuck in this box that because I accepted a floor, there was also a ceiling. I was in this trap, but he started to open my mind to get me to think, well, what would it really look like? What do I want? That was never part of the equation because I fit the things that I wanted in my life into what was left over in terms of my time and my energy. I also learned that I wasn't living my priorities like I thought I was. He'd asked me that, you know, God, family, country, naturally are things that come to mind. The reality was that they were getting my leftovers after my employer said that I can go home. And it just wasn't okay with me. It really wasn't okay with me. So that kind of put a fire under me to start really wanting something different. It was a hot button, if you will. It tapped into a passion. And, you know, I realized that I want to make a difference. I want to help people, not just get by.
When you define what success looks like to me, you said what a bad example would be. What's a good example?
This is what I picture. This is what I have on my vision board, if you will. Being able to speak in front of about 20, 30, maybe more thousands of people, to be able to teach things that can help people to move forward, to help someone have that aha moment. That's exactly what I went through. And I wish, I never heard it put that way, but I wish I had known that. Wow, that's exactly what I needed. Because I've had so many of those moments. To be able to offer that, to add value to whoever gets to hear what I have to say, is just something that it just lights me up. I love to see people get that glimmer, that hope in their eye. Once they see, you know what? Maybe this isn't it. Maybe the my lot isn't cast, and I'm done. I'm cooked. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And when you talk about defining your priorities, do you have any tips on how to structure that or define it?
Honestly, what is your hot button? What are the things that matter to you? One of the things my mentor told me goes, if there's something that ticks you off, something that gets you angry, maybe that's a sign that you're supposed to do something about that. And so tying into something that matters to you is definitely going to be part of it. But we all have priorities in terms of our family and whatnot. But our family and maybe it's freedom, other things like that. But to really start to shape the things that I do around what's going to help me get closer to those is a different world than seeing, well, what do I have left to be able to see what I can put into that? You know, whether it be being able to, I'm a big proponent of freedom. I love to teach about that. But if all I can do is talk and teach about it because I'm busy at a 9-to-5 job most of the time, then it's kind of limited in what effect I can have.
You talked about applying proven principles, but making them relevant to you. What are some ways tactically that the Best Ever listeners can make the proven principles relevant to them?
You know, taking action. There's so many, like I said, that from that dependent mindset that I had where I'd be coming to, with this idea of thinking that if they do this, then I will do that. If they would, it's always dependent on something else around me. But once I define what I want, then, and I can, and I'm willing to learn and I have the education, the information in front of me to learn it, then you got to do something with it. You know, you got to apply it and not just when it's convenient, but because it's like setting GPS on your phone. You set the destination. You don't set the road. You kind of recalculate as you go, but you set the destination. And whereas before I'd be thinking, well, I don't know if I want to go down that road. I don't know if I want to go down that road. If you set the destination because that trip is worth taking, then you go along and you recalculate till you get there. That's probably one of the biggest things, just a different mindset of starting from the destination first. And it's funny enough, my mentor told me something that sounded ridiculous. You know, at first it was kind of this didn't make any sense. And he told me, Ivan, the facts don't count when you're chasing a dream, because I'd be giving him all my excuses. And I'm like, well, what is that supposed to mean? And he said, well, the Wright brothers, when they decided that they wanted to fly, there was no preponderant scientific evidence that should be possible. But somehow they had vision, they had a dream, and they could see it. And now we take flying for granted. There's so many things that what it comes down to is the facts don't count when you're chasing a dream because they don't take into consideration what you're going to learn that's different and what you're going to do that's different. Does that make sense?
Can you give a specific example of how you've applied that in your life?
I've got a perfect example. It's not even related to business, but my wife and I have been married for 12 years now, and I didn't realize I was applying this back then, but basically we were in what we could call a courtship, in her eyes, we were friends, but I was chasing the dream. I knew she was the one. I got an email from her one day and it said, Ivan, why can't you understand? I just want to be your friend. So I'm getting put in the friend zone here. And then I sent her an email back and I'm like thinking, okay, she just didn't know she loved me yet, which, I sent her an email and said, that's fine, just so long as you know why I want to be your friend. And so, over the next couple of months, she realized she loved me. And, we were married about 11 months later.
Awesome.
So if I had taken the fact that she didn't like me or as anything more than a friend at that point and just let that just drag me down, I would have never had the courage to go to dinner with her again for her to get to know me. There's just it's a really simple example, but it applies in so many ways. And it really is true.
We've talked about a lot of different types of things we need to be educated on, and we've kind of gone across a lot of different areas. Is there anything else that you want to mention as it relates to going from an employee to an entrepreneurial mindset?
Once you start getting used to independent thinking, being able to operate on your own, and I don't call anyone self-motivating, because we've all got to be fed. We've all got things that drive us and things that bring us down. We've got people that bring us down. We've got people that can help lift us up. But we know what we need to keep going, and we keep feeding ourselves the right fuel, the right information, so to speak. Then it's great to become independent. but it's better to become interdependent, where along that way, you're going to, you know, foster goodwill and have trusting relationships with people that can provide leverage and opportunities for everyone involved. And you can grow into so much more than just a one man team. So, or as it were, I mean, it's kind of like you get the compound, that idea of compounding, you know, that's the compounded fruits, if you will, of personal and professional development. These relationships along the way can serve people. So many people in ways that are, it's like a synergy that you can develop, and it just makes so much more happen and to so many more people's benefit.
Love it, and absolutely agree, especially with the interdependent approach, where, as you said, you foster goodwill and have good relationships with people. There's, in real estate, we have so many, on a daily basis, multiple times if we're active in real estate, to be on somebody's team or to have people be on our team. And it's just, I'm a big proponent of that. Some people try and have success kind of in isolation, but boy, is it tough and quite frankly, almost impossible, especially with real estate. So really glad that you mentioned that. And as far as, you know, I love the facts don't count when you're chasing a dream. You and your wife are an example of that. And I like how you kind of added on to that, where they don't take into consideration what you learn and what you do that's different. Because at first look, it might seem to others impossible, but that doesn't take into account, as you said, you know, what you personally are going to learn while achieving that or attempting to achieve it, and then how you're going to take those learnings and apply them in a way that somebody else hasn't. Therefore, you, by definition, you're creating something new, and when you create something new that wasn't there before, therefore you have an opportunity to make it happen. And then, you know, defining, learning, and then doing it. Clearly, you are relentless, and I think that's certainly a trait that has gotten you to where you're at now. Finding a mentor and getting educated on all the different types of personal development and the different types of financial approaches that need to be learned, from long term, from macroeconomics to even the cash flow quadrant that you mentioned. And then I like how, you know, you were talking about the GPS when you set your sights on a goal. First, just have the vision, and then learn the proven principles that will get you to that point. But first, you know, focus on where do you want to go, define it, be quantifiable, and then you identify who's been there, done that before, and model after their approach. So thank you so much, Ivan, for sharing this skill set with us on Sunday. And where can the best ever listeners get a hold of you?
Well, I can be reached at Ivan@LifeUnleashedAZ.com, and obviously my site would be LifeUnleashedAZ.com. We have tons of information that just can be made relevant to any industry. And seriously, if I can I, is it okay if I leave you with one more thing?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, along the lines of that, faith in it till you make it, the facts don't count when you're chasing a dream. And what I would say to your best ever listeners is to be there for it. We can know the mechanics of our business, the facts, the details, how it actually works. But to do the uncommon thing, to be there for it when you might not want to, when few other people would, if you're in a situation where almost no one else would do what you're doing, you're probably in a place that's going to get you some results that no one else is going to get. So be there for it, to see what it is that you were there for sometimes. That's probably about as simple as I can put it. Be there for it.
And what's your website again? Life Unleashed what?
LifeUnleashedAZ.com.
A as in Apple, V as in Victor?
A as in AZ as in Arizona. LifeUnleashedAZ.
Oh, AZ. Okay. LifeUnleashed, A as in Apple, Z as in Zebra.
Yes, sir.
Got it. All right, Ivan. Talk to you soon. Hope you have the best ever weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you.
My friend Michael Blanc has an ebook that you'll want to download. It's called The Secret to Raising Money to Buy Your Next Apartment Building. If you're interested in getting started with apartment buildings but don't have the cash or credit to do it yourself, then this ebook's for you, and it's free. Text the word SECRET, SECRET, to the number 38470. That's SECRET, and text it to 38470. Did you achieve all your real estate goals in 2015? Well, if you did, congratulations. Fist bump to you. If you didn't, then go to coachwithtrevor.com. Trevor McGregor is my business coach, my real estate coach. He's also been a guest on the show, episode 320. He is offering a free coaching session for the best ever listeners. Just go to coachwithtrevor.com and it'll help you to achieve your real estate goals in 2016.